the press is doing to besmirch William Barr and create daylight between him and the president. All that coming up here in the last hour of News and Views.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Ahead of tonight's debate, 3 days before the Nevada caucuses, several national polls show a widening lead in the Democrats' presidential race. Fox's Tanya J. Powers.
Senator Bernie Sanders is leading in a new Washington Post ABC News poll with 32% support. That's a 9-point climb from where he was in that poll last month. Former Vice President Joe Biden comes in second at the new poll with 16% support, followed by former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg, who has 14%, and Senator Elizabeth Warren with 12%.
Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar at 8 and 7% in that poll. Hundreds of passengers are now off a cruise ship in Japan after 2 weeks in quarantine over coronavirus cases.
Japan now counting more than 600 confirmed infections aboard the ship. Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga defending the quarantine, saying Japan took thorough action to prevent infections.
Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're not done with the rain yet. There'll be a few scattered showers around the area today with a high temperature up to about 60, so a cooler day today. Another surge of rain comes in late tonight, overnight low 50. Tomorrow, a cold, steady rain. Could be a soaker with a high temperature hovering in the low 50s. The rain tapers off Thursday night, colder, low 37. Friday, breezy, high temperature up to about 54. We'll be in the low 30s by dawn Saturday morning. Saturday's a nice day with a high in the upper 50s and dry, and then Sunday, more rain by late in the day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth is announcing new legislation that would expedite the process for the death penalty in capital murder cases. The legislation is in response to the record number of police officers killed in the line of duty last year in Alabama, but would apply to all Alabama capital murder cases. The bill would shorten the appeals process and shorten the time that courts have to hand down a ruling in a capital murder appeals case. Last night, Montgomery City Council voted 5-3 to approve a 1% occupational tax, which would apply to anyone who works in Montgomery. The tax increase could generate somewhere between $45 to $55 million. Now, there is a proposed bill that would stall Montgomery's efforts to implement the occupational tax without a legislative vote. It is now passed in a state Senate committee. I'm Jalea Brooks with some of your news headlines this morning. For updates on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage, and here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me. Bo Goodson for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Oh, Jack, look at that. All these people assembled outside the home of Rod Blagojevich. He's about to do a press conference a day after Trump had commuted his prison sentence.
Did Trump commute his sentence?
Yeah.
Wonder why.
I don't know. Maybe Trump, maybe it pays to be on The Apprentice. Wasn't Blago on The Apprentice?
Was he?
Yeah. Not one of my friends said, I wonder if Bill Goldberg would approve this. Goldberg is in a jackhammer, the
why
president.
Why he commuted the Senate? That's interesting.
Yeah, I mean also the former owner of the 49ers and the former chief of police for New York, police commissioner for New York.
Oh, yeah, was that his name, Bernie something?
I'll have to pull up the names. Then I remember Milken, the big financier, as Trump commuted his sentence. A lot going on. But 272-9228, before we get into all the national crap, and crap is what it is, let's focus on what's going on in Montgomery. This last night, 272-9228, hold your positions on the phones. This is Stephen Reed last night. This is directly from the City of Montgomery's YouTube page. Hopefully we can get people to listen in more than people have viewed it. The view count wasn't great there on YouTube, but let's listen in to the mayor and what he had to say about passing this occupational tax last night.
We want to talk to the public. We want to make sure that our citizens know it was not a vote for a tax. It was a vote for independence for our local government so that we could have home rule. It was never our priority to pass anything.
Hold on.
That's the biggest damn lie that ever came out of his mouth, or one of them.
Don't do that, Mr. Mayor.
Why are they candy-coating this stuff?
Please don't do that, Mr. Mayor. It was a vote specifically for a tax.
Sure it was.
1% on everybody who works in the city. Don't try to dress this up, or sugarcoat it, as Jack just said, as independence. I hate it when any politician does that crap. Like, you didn't vote for independence. This isn't 1776, sir.
I think the city's theme song should be the Fleetwood Mac song, Tell Me Lies, Tell Me Sweet Little Lies. God.
Go on, Mr. Mayor.
Certainly in the first 100 days, what we were looking at was a transparent process with the public about assessing needs for public safety and for this community itself. And to the degree that those in the legislature thought that we were trying to pass it, we told them it was not our priority. We only put it on the agenda after we got notice of there being a bill filed in the legislature to prevent us from ever doing it. Not just doing it now, but from ever doing it. And so
what we tried to do as part of the negotiation was to ask him to remove the bill from the process so that we could talk and we would not revisit it for the rest of this year. Only felt rushed. We felt it was an overreach. We felt like this was a violation of home rule and local elected officials being able to respond to their citizens the best. And I really felt that this was something that the legislature was doing as a power grab, as a way to dictate to cities, not just Montgomery, but throughout this state, that the power rests in the legislature. And that hasn't worked so well for this state. So I don't know why we would think it would work well with the state legislature trying to govern how cities and municipalities and towns raise revenue. And that was the biggest issue for us, was local governance and making sure that we had the ability to make decisions that the voters of Montgomery elected us to do, and the voters of any city elect their city council or their mayors to do. And this bill is a threat to that, because if you have a revenue need, you already have to go to the legislature for ad valorem increases.
Yep.
Now, one of two areas that cities do have as a way to generate revenue, they would take that away. But no one talked about reducing sales tax. No one talked about removing sales taxes on groceries. So it makes you wonder whether or not this was really motivated by the right reasons and by the right people, or was it done in a disingenuous fashion?
God, what a bunch of...
So he's blaming the legislature.
That's all frontier gibberish right there.
good, Mel Brooks reference. Good pull.
I'm so proud these young children are able to witness true, genuine frontier gibberish.
But man, I mean, I don't think the legislature would have brought this unless they thought you were serious about raising this occupational tax. Like, this is, what a mess. What an absolute mess. 272-9228. And that first comment, don't do that, Mr. Mayor. Please, I'd say that to any politician. This was obviously a vote to raise taxes, not a vote for independence. Give me a break. 272-9228. Let's go back to the phones.
You know what we need? Mongo. Never mind that. Here comes Mongo.
Didn't he punch a horse? In the
yes.
News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
This is Urbanite.
Hey, Urbanite.
Oh, man, you said a lot the last 3 minutes. My favorite part is when he said they didn't have any discussions about it. If you listen to the city council meeting when he gave the rah-rah pep rally beginning before the vote last night. So perhaps he was not being... genuine about what he was thinking.
Perhaps.
And then
yeah.
There's dog whistles out there, and the dog whistles of those people ain't gonna tell me what to do. Like an impetuous child. Did you not notice that?
I did notice, but I'm kind of impervious to dog whistles. I'm not a dog.
But my thing is, the problem is, nobody around here gets it as far as we should have done ad valorem taxes and put energy and political capital in ad valorem tax increases years ago.
And if you're going to do that, you have to have a full conversation with every interested party involved. And it would be tough to do, but that's the point.
What I would love to see, if we start dumping money into quote-unquote education, I want to bring back teacher testing.
There you have it. I appreciate you hearing that, saying that.
I mean, I'm serious. If they want to get paid like professionals, they need to act like professionals. And that means testing. Testings and certifications out the wazoo, like everybody else. All right, I'm going. Guys, have a good one.
Thank you, Urbanite. Appreciate it. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
They call me Ritz.
Hey, Ritz, how
Ritz,
are you?
Ritz, where in the hell have you been? Oh, I've had a lot of stuff
my
going
goodness.
On.
I talked to you the other day.
I know, it was about a week ago. Where have you been?
Well, it's here in the swinging city of Prattville. Where do you think?
Well, when you have a big old swinging one, you can live in that city.
No idea what you're talking about. And don't want to.
How dare you, Jack?
Hey.
How you doing?
How you darn? I forgot. I forgot protocol there.
Well, you know it.
Well, answer me. How are you, Dern?
I'm doing well.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear it.
Take
glad
this
to hear you
leg,
on the radio.
Take this leg on and off about five times a damn day, but it's easy.
Right.
It's cool. All
yeah,
is well.
Well, I hate to hear you going through all that.
Well, but, it could be know. Worse. It could be raining.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah, we need some rain, don't we?
Did you ever figure out that suction problem with the leg?
I have, and I'll
good.
I'll show it to you.
Okay.
I don't want to do it now because
we're in the middle of talking.
I'll do it
race.
When I'm wearing short pants. I can really show
okay.
you.
Okay. We'll do that another day then. Anyway, Ritz.
Well, I just wanted to comment on Mr. Mayor Reed's comment. What he doesn't fails to understand is the city or municipalities have no power unless it's granted to them by the state. That's where they derive all their power to begin with. So the state held and holds all that power to begin with. And whatever they grant, they can take away. That's their prerogative. Just like the state is supposed to hold all the power when it comes to the federal government. And only the state can grant federal government certain power. So, you know. But we see how well that works out.
Yeah, no kidding.
But no municipality, no county has any power unless it's granted to them by the state of Alabama, and that's in the law, the Constitution. And another thing I wanted to talk about that upsets me is the Jeff Coleman, ad.
It's
what kind of denial is that? That's a non-denial denial.
I'm going to tell you, and there are people that, if they are not aware of this, you know, all I got to say is if we get this guy because the voters voted for him, we deserve him. But I'm going to tell you something. I would never vote for a person that I could not trust with taxpayer dollars to go represent me in Washington. There's enough stealing going on up there as it is. And this guy loves to talk about, oh, yeah, we've been moving military families for 70 years. Well, you were indicted in 1989. Granted, you got off. Then in 2014, a U.S. attorney took you to court in a civil trial, and you settled. You don't settle because you didn't do it. You settle because it could be worse what you're about to get.
Right.
And he
right.
settled for $5 million. And the U.S. attorney said, I knew I had to take that. If we were to ask for more money, it would have been bankrupt. And there'd be
right.
2,000
right.
people out of work. So we got what we could get.
And exactly.
He's out there beating the drum about what a great guy is, and that old sappy wife of his on those ads talking about a great man he is and how he picked grass in the sidewalk. I don't give a damn. He could pave a sidewalk. He's been working since he was 10. And who was the baby cakes? Was the guy that he worked with? What a BS artist.
Yeah. Hey, that's a lot. That's talking about your platform, isn't it?
My
God. It's all a bunch of,
and Richard Shelby, our sagacious U.S. Senator from Washington representing Alabama, endorses this guy and gives him money. And then he tells the trade associations, y'all need to endorse Jeff Coleman. So BCA endorsed him. The Business Council of Alabama endorsed him. I don't know if Manufacturer Alabama did or not. But the U.S. Chamber of Commerce has endorsed him.
Well, that's a good reason not to vote.
Well, that's you and I both know the U.S. Chamber, a bunch of libs, but
yep.
I just can't believe that Alpha and the Business Council have not pulled their endorsement. You know,
you know why? It's because they're counting on getting what they want out of that representative that he's elected.
Well,
they
yeah.
They know that he's for sale.
And there's a $2 billion contract up in April that he is going to be a part of. He's already said, I won't be the general contractor, but I could be a sub. And he's going to bid on that, which is going to make him have to recuse from armed services. And that's why we want to send him up there. We don't want to send somebody from this district where you have Rucker, Maxwell, and Gunner, and they can't vote on military issues. That's exactly. Absurd. Are people crazy as hell, or am I just ranting and raving over nothing?
Well, I think there's a lot of people that are just falling for these little cheesy ads, and they're not really digging into the candidate and finding out what he's really about and what kind of person he really is. But I tell you what, you know, those ads, the first time I heard them, I go, what in the world is he talking about? Why is he wasting all his time on all this fluff? Why don't he tell me about what he stands for? What's his platform and everything? It was just endless fluff. And I go, eventually he's going to talk about something, you know, of consequence, but he never did.
No.
And, you know, he never did because guess what? He can't because he probably would be telling a lie.
Well, and when I hear people say, well, you know, and somebody told me this a couple of weeks ago, I'm gonna vote for Jeff Coleman. I said, are you kidding me? Well, yeah, you know, he's a good family guy. I said he wanted to bash the skulls of his daughter's boyfriends with a baseball bat. He wanted to move all the illegals. He said he would provide all of his moving trucks to move them the hell out of the country. I mean, that's kind of humorous, but. I said, he's a good family man. I said, so was Al Capone. I mean, my God.
Good point.
I mean, really. Good point. I don't care.
Well, he's something to be concerned about.
He sure is.
If he gets elected, all we do is be thankful it's for only a 2-year term.
And then puts on a flight suit to hoodwink the voters in the Wiregrass to thinking that he's been in the military, which he is not, and they raise so much hell about it down there. I'm not sure he's still using that deal, but I mean, I cannot abide this man.
He's a faker. He's a phony.
He's a phony.
Well, Ritz, who do you like in that race?
Well, you know, can I say none of them?
Yeah. Sure, oh, that's man. More than allowed.
Sure, that's excellent.
Yeah, because you know, I don't like anything with a Brian Taylor connection. That includes his wife.
Right.
There are a lot of people that feel that way. Well, you know, he was a poor senator, and you know, I know some things that he did that I really didn't appreciate. He's about as phony as Jeff Coleman. And, you know... The other two, I mean, you know, that Barry Moore seems okay, but I hear stuff about him too. So, you know, I guess I might be stuck with Troy King. I mean, that's about the only thing left. The lesser of all evils. But, you know, I just don't know. You know, Troy King, the thing he's supposedly a good lawyer, according to his ad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if he's such a good lawyer, why doesn't he want to stay in his practice? Why does he want to be a politician?
Well, you know, they all get bit with a political bug, and it's hard for them to shake it.
Worse than the coronavirus.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Ritz, we got to run. I appreciate the call, man.
All right, Chance. Take care.
See you later.
272-9228, 272-9228.
Well, the good news is that this is only a 2-year term, or 4-year, I guess, in 2022.
Well, and given the history, you sure he hadn't already been in Congress? Sounds like a congressman to me. This part of the program, folks, brought to you by Dan Black Studios, of course. 50% off for the month of February for all video transfers for News and Views listeners only when you call 279-6036. But Dan Black Studios also provides business services from website design to video editing. Maybe you have a bunch of raw video footage you've already shot yourself or photos and you want to put together a nice presentation. Dan Black Studios can do that for you. They also can do video production from the ground up. Training videos, TV commercials, online branding videos. They can do it all over there. And even you folks who get these new cars that only have, like, digital Bluetooth receivers and digital stereo receivers, Dan Black Studios can take all of your CDs and put it all on a thumb drive. You plug right into your stereo receiver that's formatted to fit your vehicle. They really do it all over there at Dan Black Studios. So check them out today, 279-6036, 279-6036. And be sure to tell them you're a News and Views listener, especially if you want that 50% off on video transfers to digital format More news and views after this quick break.
CDs.
So scandalous.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan, good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500, 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed-release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid-friendly. Strive to be weed-free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Riley Manning Painting knows your largest investment is your home or your business. How about a new look at home or at the office? Inside or out, Riley is the professional you want for the job. Riley has over a half a century of experience. So for a free estimate for your home or office, call Riley at 799-1284. Riley, tell everyone your terms.
It's simple. Free estimate. No money down. And your final approval is when I get paid. Call me today, 799-1284.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon.
How you doing?
Doing all right, doing all right.
You know, people complain about these billionaires running for office. But you know what's interesting is that Trump entered the race as a billionaire. The Clintons and the Obamas left office as billionaires when they were penniless going in.
Oh, so, but I mean, Hillary I'd said rather, they were dead broke.
I'd rather have a billion after their term. She did say that. But guess what? Look at them now. Riding high.
I mean, it's a nice gig when you get paid like $500,000 to give a speech
to Russia.
Yeah, I mean, that's how do I get that money? 272-9228.
You collude.
Now, I know tomorrow, Jack, I'm going to be super duper sore because yesterday I went into Express Fitness 24/7. Working out with the owner over there, Alex, hit some bench, hit some squat, hit like a cardio workout.
I could be, I could say something so crude, but I'm not.
Oh, but it's on your mind. I know how you work.
Well, it's but with the legislature in session, and you say I'm sore. That kind of means I put it to you. You know?
No, I'm anyway, sore in the ways that I intended to be sore.
I see.
Not being taken advantage of or anything. Yeah, I'm loving working out at Express Fitness 24/7. Great culture, great folks.
You like the new location?
Really do. They're at 3331 Harrison Road, old Hogan's Gym location. Express Fitness 24/7 essentially combined with Hogan's Gym over there. State-of-the-art equipment from free weights like barbells and dumbbells to plate-loaded weight machines to weight cable machines, rooms full of cardio equipment, classes many nights a week on the weekdays. They have it going on over there, Express Fitness 24/7. Stop by there and try them out. Just try them out. Low sign-up fee, very low month-to-month rate, so you don't have a long-term contract or commitment. You can try it out for a couple months. If it's not your gig, you don't have to keep going. You don't have to keep paying. But I imagine once the fitness bug bites you, you know, I've become addicted to going to the weight room, going and exercising. I think you'll be coming back month after month. 24/7 access when you become a member. Check them out today. Express Fitness 24/7. I'm going to the Harrison Road location once again, 3331 Harrison Road. Or you can check out their website, find what location all across the river region is best for you. Go to expressfitness24.com. Thank you again to Express Fitness 24/7 for being a great sponsor. And folks, be sure if you stop by, tell them that Joey from the radio sent you. 272-9228. Let's go to G-Man. Hey, G-Man.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How's it going?
Hey, well, I am livid. All cap. Congratulations to Glenn Pruitt. I hope you enjoyed your tenure as a councilman. I guarantee you my dog would win a race against him next time. But I understand also his cell phone is off today. But here's my main point. If Mayor Joe Reed, basically, expected to move on, this is a stepping stone for him. He wants a higher office. There's no ifs, ands, buts about it. Mm-hmm. He had an opportunity to go into this city and to do really, really good things.
Right.
But he has already just annihilated any chance, in my opinion, of going any further. You know, he asked the governor for his wife to be the next probate judge. Then it's one thing after another. So this is not the last stop for this young man.
This will not affect his reelection whatsoever.
It's unbelievable.
It will not affect his reelection, unfortunately.
I don't know. I have a different opinion, but I understand what you're saying. But people, call your senator. Beg them to get this bill out of committee and to go to the floor for the legislature to vote on it, because that is our only hope at this point to halfway save this city. Because I'm telling you, Jeff Coleman will be another billionaire just by the moves out of Montgomery to Elmore and Autauga County. There's no doubt in my mind. It's going to cripple this city.
I think you make a good point.
Well, listen, we thank you for your opportunity, your platform to people to call and voice opinions, and it is wonderful. But y'all have a great day. Call your senator. Thank you.
Thank you, G-Man. And let's go to Helena. Hey, Helena.
Hi. I've got a question about Jeff Coleman.
Okay.
Fire away, baby.
What I don't understand is why did the U.S. government continue to give this man contracts for moving when he has been, you know, found to be unscrupulous?
Right.
I don't understand why.
When you settle out of court, sometimes there's language saying, I'm settling this case, but I'm not saying I did what I've been accused of. So, but listen, I ask the same question you do. Surely to God, there are other moving companies capable of moving military families beside this shady character. And I don't understand.
I agree. I have tried to voice my concerns to everyone I know, you know, why does this man not speak for himself? He does not tell us what he plans to do to help our state. And he's made the statement that he would recuse himself on voting on any military contracts or issues. I live in Greenville, Alabama, and our mayor is supporting him. And he has said that he spoke with him. And apparently, Mr. Coleman has resigned his position.
Whatever.
With Coleman moving. That's, you know, however, I don't see any documentation of it.
Well,
you know.
The candidates ought to demand that he produce documentation that he is no longer an officer with the company as long as he's in Congress. And if he can't produce it, then, you know, they ought to wrap that around him.
What I fear, though, is that he has spent, you know, who knows how much money to put his name on every billboard, you know, everywhere. And people are just going to vote on name recognition only. And that really concerns me.
Right. I know. He's the new Shunara of South Alabama.
I think you're right. Anyway, that was my question. I appreciate your answer.
Thank you very much, Elena. We appreciate your call.
272-9228.
Am I just raising too much hell about this? Because I feel like I'm screaming in the wilderness. Now, I do tell people when I go out and somebody will run into me and they'll say, man, keep up the good work on Coleman. I was like, I don't want you to think I'm a bad person. I don't want people to think that I'm picking on this guy because I have some axe to grind. I don't. But I don't want to send him to Congress when he's going to recuse on military matters and he has a shady past of ripping off the government. I just think that is very unwise. To let this guy go up there. But maybe I'm just crazy as hell.
Well, we shall see what the voters say. But 272-9228, 272-9228, less than 2 weeks away. Less than 2 weeks away.
Thank God.
Yeah, exactly. I'm ready for the primaries to be over already, too. 272-9228, more news and views when we come back.
Hooey pleases the boobs a great deal more than sense.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
The conservative outsider for U.S. Congress in Alabama's 2nd Congressional District is Jeff Coleman.
Well, the campaign's almost over, and charges are flying. But here's the truth. The United States military still uses our moving services all around the world every single day and has for 70 years. I'm looking past partisan politics to support our military and help President Trump build that wall.
Jeff Coleman's the real deal conservative in this race. He's been endorsed by the Alabama Farmers Federation, the Business Council of Alabama, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's a conservative businessman, not a politician. And Jeff refuses to play political games.
Tiff and I have loved meeting you, and I'd sure appreciate your vote.
Absolutely.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Have you ever shopped U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct? You might be interested to know they carry a variety of dairy, produce, meats, canned fruits and vegetables, pre-made heat and serve appetizers, desserts, and beverages, as well as all of the ingredients to create your own from scratch. They also offer commercial cooking supplies, a complete line of party supplies, paper goods, and specialty items. There are no membership fees, and it's open to the public. Located at 5455 Atlanta Highway, U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
A hug, a kiss, and a card were nice, but
I'm headed to Marguerite's to get my own hoops for just $99. Gold hoops are my number one jewelry go-to. And right now, hoops in 14-karat white, yellow, or rose gold are only $99 at my favorite jewelry store, Marguerite's. Offer good while supplies last. Stop by today. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is conveniently located in the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road, and they're open 7 days a week.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're not done with the rain yet. There'll be a few scattered showers around the area today with a high temperature up to about 60, so a cooler day today. Another surge of rain comes in late tonight, overnight low 50. Tomorrow, a cold, steady rain. Could be a soaker with a high temperature hovering in the low 50s. The rain tapers off Thursday night, colder, low 37. Friday, breezy, high temperature up to about 54. We'll be in the low 30s by dawn Saturday morning. Saturday's a nice day with a high in the upper 50s and dry, and then Sunday, more rain by late in the day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon.
I think this facial paralysis is due to a stroke that I've had screaming about Jeff Coleman.
272-9228 if you want to get in. I'm just looking at the TV screen, the upcoming Democratic debate tonight.
Yeah, you got little Mikey going to participate. I love it.
Yeah, Mini Mike. Yeah, Mini Mike. That should be good. I think they're all going to go after Bloomberg.
Do you think so?
Yeah, oh yeah.
They've not taken the gloves off much at each other this year.
Well, I think it's the moderates like Biden and Klobuchar are going to go after Bloomberg because he's taken their, especially Joe Biden, he's like, you're taking my thunder, man. Stop it. Well, where am I? Corn pop. Then Bernie and Liz Warren, the progressives, are going to hit him hard because he's a billionaire and they don't like what he's, you know, buying
and
the election.
They've been slogging through the snow and mud for the last year.
Right.
This son of a gun just tries to buy the election.
So I think Bloomberg's going to get it every which direction, but I got a feeling he's going to handle it fairly well.
He's sharp.
We'll see. 272-9228. Let's go to Sweet D. Hey, D.
Hey, guys.
Sweet D, how you doing?
I'm doing good, but I just wanted to remind you that Jeff is fun.
Oh, I forgot about that.
That's
right. I forgot about that.
Jeff is fun. That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life.
I don't know who thought up these series of ads.
I don't either. They're just going from bad to worse. I mean, and then with the baseball bat. I mean, really? Oh, my God.
I know.
This is just a disaster. I hope they don't win. But did you hear about Rosario Dawson?
No, what happened? She's Cory Booker's girlfriend, right? Or fiance or something.
Well, now she's gay.
Now she...
So she just came out this week saying that she's gay.
Well, that's either really, really good for Cory Booker or really, really bad.
Did Cory turn her?
She's been MIA from Cory for weeks.
Did Cory turn her? Was she straight?
I think he did. He was just so awful that she's I'm done with men.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. He's terrible. Like, how do you do that?
I don't know. It's never happened to me, D.
Well, anyway, I just thought you guys should know that.
Appreciate it.
Well, thank you for the info.
Have a good one.
See you later. I love her.
Yeah, me too. Let's go to the phones, talk to Ole Miss. Hey, Ole Miss.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Pretty good. And the only reason I called was to tell Jack, you just keep right on going, because what people aren't thinking of is this gentleman had, and I don't know whether to call him a gentleman or not, I'm being polite, but he's got millions and wasn't even thinking about it until they found out he stole the money. They gave him a slap on the wrist, and he sat back and said, I can make millions up there in Washington.
Exactly.
He don't more care about the people in Alabama than the man on the moon. Okay, so you just keep right on, Jack. Somebody's got to make the people aware, because in Alabama, I hate to say it, but there's a lot of people, it's word of mouth. That's who they vote for, just like the mayor is going to get people to vote the way he wants. And Bloomberg come down and got on the mayor, so they're already getting their people in line. But you don't stop. You got people that can't say it, don't have the purview that you have, but you're preaching to the choir, Jack. You just keep right on.
Well,
maybe some people will listen.
Well, I appreciate that. Thanks so much for the call.
Thanks, Ole Miss.
Y'all take care.
All right.
272-9228. Oz, welcome, show. Welcome.
I don't really care about any politician. The problem with today's politician is they are, Republican or Democrat, they are so out of touch with the common man of today, common man, common woman, whomever. They sit on their lap of luxury, and they really don't know what's going on in the real world. And today, no common man can really run for public office because it's all about money.
That's true.
Bloomberg is proving that. If you've got enough money, you can buy your way into a debate and then possibly a presidency, which I doubt he will, but because Trump has got so much success. But, I mean, the common man needs representation, and that's just not happening. So, but one thing I can say, I hate all the commercials for Coleman, every one of them. I'm so sick of hearing her voice that it's the worst thing. I cringe when it comes on the radio. I turn the station. I can't listen to it. It's just frustrating. But one thing I do want to add, now, I understand to an extent the occupational tax, but how would it push businesses out of Montgomery? That's my question. I know they're wanting to pass it to get more revenue for the city. Would businesses just relocate to where their employee base is, or how would that work for those of us that are unsure about all the negatives about it? I mean, I don't want to get taxed. I live outside of Montgomery, and I work in Montgomery. But how is it going to negatively affect all the business?
It would be up to each individual business, of course. Is it worth moving or not? Some businesses, it's very easy to move. If you just have office space here, you could move out quite easily. It depends on the business, and if it's always about the number and what if the cost is worth it or not to move.
I got you. Because I know that there's a mass exodus of the population getting out of Montgomery. I know that much. So they'll either be looking for other jobs or they'll be complaining a large amount. But it's kind of frustrating because you see a Democratic mayor come in and the first thing he does is start instituting taxes. It doesn't really help because you alienate your population and can wind up hurting your future. I don't know, because I don't know if it'll even benefit, but we'll see. So, all right, guys.
Appreciate the call. Thank you.
Very quickly, William B. Been very patient. Hey, William.
Hey, yeah, I forgot that Jeff is fun, but anyway. But, you know, I've been thinking maybe Corn Pop wasn't such a bad dude. I think he was just misunderstood, but Joe Biden just intimidated him. But
well, anyway, that could be true.
Well, and Joe Biden over the years, man, he's been a – I mean, remember when he said –
Press always asked me, don't I wish I were debating him? No, I wish we were in high school. I could take him behind the gym. That's what I mean.
Right, right.
And do what, Joe?
Beat his ass.
Yeah, that's – I remembered that the other day. But anyway, yeah, Jeff Coleman, do you remember – I'm sure you probably do – Greg still plays him on his show. When you're on a show with Greg, he used to do the Gil Fulbright politician bit.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Is it just me or is that Jeff Coleman? I mean, come on. I agree with what my wife is about to say.
Yeah.
I mean, well, the brilliant thing about those Gil Fulbright skits is that it really captures slick political advertising.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, I heard that one, you know, about the charges are flying. You know, never said he didn't do it. He just said, you know, I'm not scared.
Exactly.
Whatever. And I, as I listened to that ad a little while ago, it hit me. He sounds like Gil Fulbright. His voice sounds. I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I thought it was funny. You know, I'm easily amused sometimes.
Well, I appreciate the call, William B.
All right, man. See you.
Thanks, pal.
We got to hit a break here.
272-9228.
Last break of the show.
Well, yeah,
morning.
I'll break your neck.
Why you always got to threaten me, Jack? I've been good to you. We'll be right back. Jack and I got to talk about something.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you live or work in the downtown area and need vehicle maintenance, C Square Performance Automotive is now open, servicing vehicles from the high end to the low end, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. C Square can handle it, including all brands of tires. We offer financing options, including no credit check financing. If you work or live in the downtown area, stop in and see Chris Bowers, Master Automotive Diesel Mechanic, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. C-Square offers free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek plan, good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500. 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think local. Think Guardian.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. Final moments, final minutes of news and views on Wednesday already? Wow. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Eddie Bader and the Goodson Group.
Oh, yeah.
Great guy. Great down-to-earth guy. Easy to work with. A lot of fun to hang out with. But he's also a top-notch real estate agent. Some of the reviews are in. Denise writes, wonderful realtor, nice person, goes out of his way to help everyone. That's exactly the truth. And he's not the type of realtor that's going to go, hey, okay, what's your max budget? Like 250? What do you qualify for? 290? And then he'll immediately run out and find homes at 290 or a little above, negotiate down. No, he's going to give you a lot of options. He's going to make it work for you. And if you're looking to list your home, you need to be ready to hit the spring market because it's going to be hot, hot, hot here in the River Region Real Estate Spring Market. Take the steps now by calling Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group, 322-0662. And he'll help you give a little spruce here, a little spruce there, or a big old spruce if you need it. Eddie's got a whole team of folks ready on standby to help you out with your property to make sure it's in tip-top shape in order for you to sell that home quickly. So what are you waiting for? Call or text Eddie Bader today. Call him tonight, tomorrow. Save this number, 322-0662, 322-0662. Or you can also follow Eddie Bader on the Book of Faces at facebook.com/Eddie Sells. Houses. Thank you again to Eddie Bader for being a great sponsor here of News and Views. And, you know, come to hang out on the show occasionally. I really like working with him. He's great.
He's a good guy.
Let's see who this is on line two. You'll probably be the final call of the day. Who's this?
Mark C.
Hey, Mark.
Jack. Got a question. You guys might have said it. I'm just listening now. When was Jeff Coleman find that $5 million?
I think it was in 2014.
Okay.
It was a case out of South Carolina.
And I know it would be a case of cutting off your nose to spite your face, but I'm just surprised the military had slowly weeded him out. Well, I mean, there is a lot of logistics going from here and overseas, but I'm surprised they haven't slowly started weeding him out for what he's done. And I'm with that guy on his wife. Things. I mean, she ought to do one and say, you know, I know my husband's through the military, but he's got so much energy, put him in Congress and he can screw some more people. George, y'all show.
Thanks so much.
Appreciate it, Mark. Well, Jack, that does it for us today.
Yeah, I'm going to probably go downstairs and find a box of bricks in the back of my truck. Waiting it down.
No TV for you tomorrow morning, so you'll be here?
No, I'll be here.
Awesome. More news and views tomorrow morning, bright and early at 9 a.m. Dan Moore Show.
Happy trails to you.
And to you. Dan Moore Show is next.